The 8th of March marks International Women's Day across the world. According to the United Nations, it is a time to reflect on progress made, to call for change, and to celebrate acts of courage and determination by ordinary women who have played an extraordinary role in the history of their countries and communities. We've asked some of our female colleagues for their take on how women are faring in their countries.
This is Coletta Wanjoi from Addis Ababa. Women are highly respected in Ethiopia. The government has no restrictions on what sectors a woman can work in, and so I can freely work as a journalist. I am free to move where I want, choose how to dress, and follow my religion. There is an impressive growth in the number of female professionals in the country. The 2015 elections saw more women being voted into the Ethiopian parliament than ever before. In rural areas, Ethiopian women still have to overcome challenges that include a conservative patriarchal culture that allows men to dominate everything.
I'm Ijama Okere Nbon. My parents are originally from Nigeria, but I was born and bred in Germany. Being a woman and being black in a society that's mostly white means I often have to deal with subtle racist comments. I fortunately haven't been exposed to aggressive racist behavior, but I've heard phrases like, "I really like your skin tone. It is so light for a black woman." Or, "You are very pretty for a black woman." Apart from that, from some white people's point of view, I am and should be a perfect dancer, singer, wild, all smiles. Linking my skin tone to various character traits baffles and offends me. So weeding out people's prejudices is an everyday challenge for me.
I'm Kathy Skombe in Lusaka. Zambia still has a long way to go when it comes to gender equality. While women and girls constitute more than half of Zambia's population, only 23% are in positions of decision-making in various sectors. Only 22 out of 158 members of parliament are women. However, not all hope is lost as the country is in the process of enacting a gender equity bill in parliament in the next month, which will ensure gender equality for both men and women. And in politics, the ruling Patriotic Front Party has pledged to adopt 40% women at various levels in the forthcoming 2016 general elections on August 11th.
This is Joanne Okitoa in Bonn. I'm from Nairobi, Kenya, and being a woman in Kenya's patriarchal society today is very challenging because of the pressure to fulfill expectations from society. A woman is, for example, expected to juggle a career and motherhood where employers do not grant maternity leave of more than 3 months. More and more women connect on social media to find their voices. Through online platforms, women are able to take agency and give or receive support from other women. There are feminist spaces such as brainstorm.co.ke or the Ateneo Project, and campaigns such as She Shapes the City, celebrating the difference women in Nairobi are making in their city, as well as blogs that inspire and educate first-time mothers.
I'm Nasra Bishumba in Kigali. While most African women battle issues of patriarchy, Rwandan women have, thanks to an all-inclusive constitution passed in 2003, surpassed the African stereotype where a woman's position was mostly in the kitchen. The constitution requires that women are regarded as equal partners in nation-building, providing for at least 30% women representation in all decision-making levels of the state. Today, Rwandan women hold the biggest number of seats in the parliament, making up for 64% of the members of the Chamber of Deputies. The government has not stopped at that. Instead, it has also put in place laws to support and protect women. However, there are still many challenges.
While globally there has been progress towards gender equality and women's empowerment under the Millennium Development Goals, women and girls continue to face discrimination and violence. Earlier, I spoke to Mina Salami, a Nigerian Finnish writer, blogger, and commentator on African feminism, society, and culture. I started by asking her why she thought celebrating Women's Day was important.
I think it's important to celebrate Women's Day because we live in societies that are so strongly male-biased, but from early education as girls and boys to our leadership that we observe when we become adults, we tend to be more subject to the male view of things. And by celebrating or acknowledging Women's Day, we're able to emphasize women's history and women and put an emphasis on women that are achieving interesting things in the world. I certainly think that we should be doing that every day, and I hope that someday in the future there won't be a need for Women's Day, or at least not women's, the need that exists today for Women's Day.
What role do you think feminism plays in African countries?
I think feminism in African countries plays the same role as feminism everywhere, in the sense of in Africa we're trying to create societies that are progressive and that are developed and in which citizens can thrive and lead lives of well-being. In Africa, of course, we face different obstacles to that than in other parts of the world. We've seen in societies in which feminists have been able to achieve notable changes that they lead to a greater progress for the society at large. We've seen that in, for instance, when women have been able to pass laws through which harmful traditional practices are ended. We've seen it when feminists have fought for women's representation in politics. So in a country like Rwanda or in Senegal as well, the more women that are involved and included in leadership, the better it has been for society as a whole. So I see feminism as one of the key tools, if not the key tool, that African societies have in distributing power equally and therefore being able to build societies that are stronger and more developed.
Where do you see failures in women's rights?
You know, it goes across. We see failures from a very early age in the way that education is shaped. Girls and boys are still being educated in different ways. So there's segregation in schools, which I think is very dangerous in terms of what kinds of adults we will grow up to be.
What issues do you think African governments should prioritize next?
I think one of the key issues is to get more female representation into leadership roles, into bona fide leadership roles where women can become decision makers. Because once we have more women as decision makers, we know from history as well as from the rest of the world and in those countries in Africa where that has happened, that women will prioritize things such as reproductive rights, anti-rape laws, land inheritance rights, things that have a very negative impact on women and therefore on women's families and therefore on society at large.
I was speaking to Mina Salami in Lagos.
Get the stories that are shaping the continent here on Africa Link.